Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300. All right, as promised, time to pick the Issues, Etc. blog of the week. It's not just one blog pick, we pick two. Jeff picks one, I pick one. We read your blogs, we really do, every week. If you would like us to start reading yours, then all you need to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, scroll down, you'll find the Issues Etc. widget. Put it at your blog. Let us know you did. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Give us a link to your blog. That helps as well. And then we'll start reading your blog and considering it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week. Jeff always goes first. What's your pick, Jeff?
My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Vocation in the Valley by Brian Yamabe. It's a blog post titled, Sometimes Vocation Kicks Your Butt. I've been listening to some old Issues Etc. episodes that happen to be focusing on vocation, and they certainly helped me get through yesterday. While my wife was taking the girls to their swim lessons, no small feat, I went to Costco to do some shopping. Then after putting away the oversized package of cheese and diapers, I cleaned the bathrooms, mopped the kitchen floor, and cooked dinner. While cooking dinner, I noticed a few dishes in the sink, so I figured I should do them now rather than after dinner. In the middle of rinsing a dish, the fatigue hit me, and I just wanted to throw the dish across the room and sit down on the floor with a beer. I restrained myself and fought through the last pots, but I was done. Except I knew my wife had a meeting to go to, and I had bath and bedtime with the girls. At that point, the only thing that held together my sanity and held back my sinful rage was the doctrine of vocation, knowing that God had given me this time to help relieve some of the burden of the housework of my wife does, and given me my daughters to shepherd in body and spirit, gave me the peace I needed to get through it. Now, I didn't list all these things to toot my own horn. In fact, I needed to repent of all those things which I should not have let pile up in the first place, and of the frustration of trying to get a three-year-old to take her bath and dry her hair. I say all this to remind myself of all that God has blessed me with, and the simple and obvious ways He uses me to do His will. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Vocation in the Valley, Life Under the Cross.
That's very good. I like that a lot. Folks, I use the doctrine of vocation every single day. Every single day. I am mindful of it. It helps me keep my day straight and not do things that I shouldn't be doing and find my neighbor so that they could be served with Christ's love. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week comes from a blog called Putting Out the Fire. It's a familiar one to Issues Etc. listeners. And it's the post is the quote of the week from a friend on Facebook. And it reads like this. Today's quote of the week is from one of my friends on Facebook commenting on the recent revelation that an air traffic controller let his children direct airplanes from JFK's towers. Here's the quote. Blank is marveling at how everyone gets worked up over a kid repeating ground control instructions even when the pilot's got a kick out of it, while no one gets upset over the notion of a youth-led worship service. What a brilliant observation, writes Frank Gillespie. He says, I think my friend is being too harsh. I don't, he says. He says, I have some personal experience with youth-led worship. One of the last worship experiences I participated in before leaving the faith for 15 years of excruciatingly long years of atheism, had the youth of my congregation running the entire service dressed up as clowns while the late 60s rock and roll band blared in the sanctuary. With the hope of being seen as relevant and cool, the youth group I was a part of was allowed to take the holy things of God and profane them for all to see. I think it makes just about as much sense to allow the youth to run a worship service as it does to let kids direct air traffic. Great post. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., Dr. Andrew Steinman joins us to talk about the 70 weeks in Daniel chapter 9.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.